Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Happy Open Line Thursday, Rickies. We are the Junkies coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 AM, 910 The Fan in Richmond, Virginia, and Monumental Sports Network on your TV. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to CropMetcalf.com and you can join their team today. You got a three-man junk show today. It's a different lineup than yesterday. I am Cakes, at Money Metal Cakes on your Twitter, at Cakes Flops on your Instagram. John Paul Flame is here.
Is 4 hours of sleep good?
It's not, generally. No. I don't think...
Why? Is that what you got?
I don't think people would recommend 4 hours of sleep.
Maybe 4:15.
Yeah, not good.
And back from a few days off, went to see his daughter graduate.
Yep.
In Blacksburg from Virginia Tech, it's Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
What's up? Welcome back.
How you boys doing?
How was the graduation? Well. Of course, you had your surgery,
graduation.
Or procedure, whatever you want to call it. You got a Band-Aid on your head.
Graduation, first of all, was a little emotional, but we got through that. And we actually had three graduations to go. Three commencements.
It's a lot of commencements.
Yeah.
Who were your three speakers? Can you remember any of them?
I don't remember any of them. they were all... Hooky.
There wasn't like an Adam Sandler or level.
Or like somebody memorable like Kermit the Frog delivering the commencement speech Maryland today.
None of those. Mm. But we got through it. Moved her out of her apartment on Monday. Had the skin cancer treatment on Tuesday.
It's a busy week. Yeah,
That wasn't fun. Believe me, that was not fun. I got to be careful. I should have a suntan lotion endorsement.
You definitely should. You should have an SPF endorsement, 100%.
And I didn't realize this. Maybe I did. I just don't think about it. Because when you play golf, mm-hmm. you're out in the sun for 4.5 hours, sometimes
easily.
Longer.
Yeah.
You're not slathering up during your round?
No, I always put suntan lotion on before I play.
Yeah.
But I rarely reapply. After 2 hours, it dissolves completely.
I'm pretty decent at reapplying, especially like I don't play golf a lot, but we're going to play in the Purple Heart Open. I think that's June 3rd, if my memory serves correct. And I always put sunscreen on before, and I definitely put on another coating probably midway through the round.
Yeah, I rarely do that. I just don't think about it. But I didn't realize that the suntan lotion completely dissolves.
Yeah.
So it goes from SPF 50, if that's what you wear.
Yeah.
After 2 hours, it goes to zero.
My best measure is I look over at Mike Marr, who's pale skinned, and I'm like, if he starts turning red, I'm like, I think it's time to put on some more lotion.
Yeah, I mean,
put on some more of that SPF.
And I didn't think about that, so I got to be careful because I don't want to go through this again.
No,
there was a story.
It was not fun.
I'm sure it wasn't.
Here it is. I saw this yesterday. Didn't click on it. Headline: Study says 75% of sunscreens aren't effective.
Really?
So even when you're applying it 3/4 of the time, it's not effective.
Why is that? Is that because the sun's just too strong for the lotions? I don't get that.
Not sure.
It says, according to a new study released by the Environmental Working Group, only about 25% of the sunscreens being sold are safe and effective.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
It's got to be Nubs Brands.
I mean, because my dermatologist would have told me that.
Yeah.
And in fact, I have to go next Wednesday to get the stitches removed, mm-hmm. and I'm going to ask her, what lotion should I
use? Yeah, that's great.
Find the best brand and then come back and disseminate that info, Jason, to the audience.
One I should endorse. What was that?
You know what you also need to do?
What's that?
Is you need to go to Golfdom and you need to invest in one of those bucket hats.
Yep. That's what she told me.
It's a great idea.
She said, if you're going to play golf, you have to wear a bucket hat.
Maybe even sun sleeves, but that might be a little too much, but at least start with the bucket hat.
Yeah.
Or it might be the Aussie hat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've got some there,
too. I know. I was looking at them the other day.
I'm going to have to start. And she said, no golf for 10 days. Stay out of the sun for 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
And then get those stitches removed and certainly reapply every 2 hours.
Yeah.
Whenever you're in the... And look, I used to go to the beach and lay out. You know, that's because what we like to do. We like to get brown. But those days are done.
Yeah, those days are over.
Those days are so over.
Umbrella man.
Oh, hell yeah.
Got to have a... I don't go to the beach and not sit under an umbrella.
Nope, no more.
If I'm in the water, I'm obviously not bringing an umbrella in the water. But as soon as I get out, right under the umbrella.
Yep.
Are you going to have a gnarly scar?
I don't know. She didn't say that, but I could. It's probably, if I do, it'll be very small. I don't know if you'll be able to see it. The procedure was called the Mohs procedure. It's named after some doctor. I guess he invented it. They went in, she said 70% of the time they'll get it for after one procedure.
Okay.
One cut. And what they do is they numb it and they go in, they scrape out the infected skin.
Yep.
And they take it to the lab and they inspect it and they see if they got it all. If they don't get it all, they gotta go back in again. Well, of course I had to go back in again.
Oh, okay.
So they said 20% of the time it takes two procedures.
Okay.
So of course it happened to me.
I'm reading the Mohs procedure, no cutting, no surgical scarring. Says no pain.
No, I definitely had pain.
I did an endorsement on this station for toenail fungus.
Right.
Laser.
Right.
And the copy point said no pain.
No pain, right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a lie.
I don't know who said it was no pain.
Well, the worst pain was when they go in, they just, you know, they needle you to numb it.
Sure.
Man, that freaking hurt. And then when the numbness wears off, it starts to throb. It was not painless.
They give you a painkiller for after the procedure?
She didn't. She just said extra strength Tylenol. But I had some stronger stuff at home.
Oh, you did. You had something in reserve.
I did.
So very good.
I was on that. But yeah, the had to do two Mohs procedures. So if you're fair skinned, boys and girls, protect yourself.
Yep.
Because you don't want to deal with this. And I hope I never have to deal with it again. I probably will.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of surgery news on today's show because you are back and you had your skin cancer removed with the Mohs surgery.
Uh-huh.
Drab is probably on his way or already at the clinic where he's going to have his hair transplant surgery.
I think it's starting at 6:30. Starting in like 20 minutes.
Wow. We're going to do a check-in with him around 8:25 in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
See how everything's going. I told him along the way to send some pics so that we could post it to our social media.
Good.
Show people what it's all about and have a kind of a frame of reference as he's getting his hair transplant. Transplant, I guess.
I, for lack of a better term, hair harvesting is what he was using.
I'm going to go transplant because it's getting moved from one part of his head to a different part. That's a transplant last time I checked.
I thought he was going to be kind of nervous. Maybe he's more nervous this morning when he realizes he has, like, it's today, like they're doing it. But he was all psyched yesterday. Mm-hmm. He was excited. So,
yeah.
He's going to come back a new man.
So I wonder what he's going to look like.
He's going to have so much hair.
Is he coming back tomorrow or next week?
No, he's not coming back until Tuesday.
Next week, yeah.
And then remember, we all have off on Monday.
Correct.
Oh, don't worry. I've been thinking about it.
Don't tell Bickle.
I don't think you're going to see anybody. I don't think that's ever. Has that ever happened over nearly 30 years?
When someone comes in on a Memorial Day?
Somebody spaced on just having a day off and showed up?
I'm sure it has.
Maybe a Labor Day?
I don't think it's happened. I have.
You know what? Juneteenth.
I have a couple times.
Because that's a new one.
Yeah.
I have a couple times woke up on a Saturday in a panic thinking that it's a different day of the week.
I've done that. Wake up. It's 5 a.m. Overslept. Then I'm like, oh, it's a glorious Saturday. I can sleep in until 7, 7:30, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
It's great.
So anyway, that's great news that you had your surgery. Yep. And hopefully the cancer never comes back. And Drabby's having his surgery, which is exciting. He's changing his life.
Where's Bickle?
He is en route to Cornell for graduation.
Yeah. Oh, he's got his graduation.
And then after the graduation, he goes to Pittsburgh for a volleyball tournament.
Gotcha. Yeah.
This will entertain you.
It's grad time.
He has to fly from Ithaca to, I guess, Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
But there are no direct flights from Ithaca to Pittsburgh. So he has to fly from Ithaca to something like Raleigh, North Carolina, and then to Pittsburgh.
Really?
So, it might not be that extreme, but it's a crazy route.
Why does he just drive?
I don't know. I don't know how.
I didn't understand that, because Ithaca to Pittsburgh is like a 5-6 hour drive.
Yeah. Well, what's he doing?
I don't know. He just doesn't want to add the miles.
So he's
going to
go. Hold on. He's going to go down to Raleigh. Are you making
that up? I'm exaggerating with Raleigh, but it's definitely not a good route to take.
He's
definitely going out of his way to get from point A to point B.
Instead of driving 5 hours.
Yeah, Ithaca to Pittsburgh, I'm guessing, is like this.
Yeah.
He's going to go Ithaca here, then to Pittsburgh.
That's stupid.
That's the only
I hope there's a good reason. I hope there's a good reason he's doing that.
I guess he just didn't want to do the driving bit.
Oh, that believe me, the last thing I want to do is get on a plane twice.
I think, actually, part of the driving bit is they have to move out, Megan.
Okay.
So then one vehicle is going to probably help move her back.
Okay, that makes
she's
sense.
Moving to New York, but
right.
Mm-hmm. They got to, kind of like you did, get all the stuff out of an apartment.
I couldn't believe all the stuff in my daughter's apartment.
Well, yeah.
I could not believe how much stuff. I mean, there's four girls, mm-hmm. right? And you can't leave. You can't even leave a fork in this apartment or you get fined.
Right.
So if you leave anything, you get fined.
How much is the fine?
I don't know. It's probably,
a couple $100.
Oh, yeah. $100 per girl.
Yeah.
But it was.
Got to get
everything.
There
was so much stuff in there.
Yeah.
And most of the stuff got tossed.
Right.
I mean, the dumpster outside in the parking lot outside of her apartment was so full of
crap. The fullest it's ever been.
I mean, there were TVs out there, dressers.
Right.
Stuff that people would probably use.
Sure.
I mean, the TVs probably are broken, but dressers, people would use them. But I couldn't believe how much stuff these girls had. It's unbelievable.
They accumulate it after living there for a while. All right, let's sneak in Steve. He's calling it from Laurel. He had the same procedure you had, Jason.
Oh, okay.
What's up, Steve? You're the first caller on an Open Line Thursday. Congrats to you.
What's up, Stevie?
How about that? Hey, Jason, I had the same thing in my left ear.
Wow. And, inside the ear?
Right there. Just inside the ear.
Wow.
So you could hear and feel it with them scraping. I know what I'm talking about. Had to go back in a second time, just like you did.
Right.
And, I'm 63 now, and it seems that a visit to the dermatologist is becoming a semi-annual deal.
Yep. Yep.
Head to toe at this point.
When did you do it? The procedure? When was that?
About a year or so ago, placed down in Annapolis.
Okay. And that was the first time you had it?
That procedure,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I've had other things on my left arm, probably from driving a van around all these years, a couple what he would call cancerous, but not dangerous. But he had to scrape those out too at the dermatologist. So
yeah.
It's it's starting to catch up after all these years.
I know, man.
They say no more suntans.
Nope.
For sure.
The sun is overrated.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Steve.
Stay out of
appreciate
there,
the call, man.
Cakes has said this for years.
Yeah.
It is the world's biggest carcinogen.
Well,
yes, it is.
I mean, I think I'm 1,000% correct.
Yep.
Got to protect yourself from it.
Yep. And I hope I never have to do it. I got to thank Dr. Mirage.
Yeah.
She was my dermatologist. She's actually got three offices, one in Leesburg.
She had a silly hotel in Vegas back in the day.
Right. Yeah, she's got one in Warrenton, and she's got one in Rockville. Yeah. She's actually based out of Rockville.
Ah,
that's
very good.
That's where she lives.
Excellent.
But she's well-respected, and she did a great job, so thank you, Doc.
All right, got a lot to hit on an open line Thursday. We'll talk some NFL with Ross Tucker. He's on the show at 7:20. We'll be joined by Mark Ein, one of the minority owners of the Commanders. He's promoting the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open tennis event, so he'll be on the show at 8 o'clock. And Kevin McCarthy joins us at 9. He's reviewing Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, so you don't want to miss any of that. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Lots to get to, including NBA playoffs, who won the MVP in the NBA, and a big rule change or non-change in the NFL. We'll get to all that next on the Sports page.
We'll get into. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
The sports page in just a minute, but we have a lady calling in from Lowe's Island. It is an open line Thursday, and we've always had a ladies first policy, and it's related to Jason's skin cancer surgery. She wants to weigh in, give some good info and intel to the audience. Let's go to Margaret calling in from Lowe's Island. Good morning, Margaret.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well.
What's up, Margaret? How you doing?
Good. I was saying, Jason, I just live down the road from you. I actually live near Trump's golf course.
Yep. Now, Trump used to be called Lowe's Island Golf.
Mm-hmm. I know, yes, and it was beautiful. And then Trump came in and tore down, like, all of the trees on the Potomac. So all the people who live there are, like, suing him for what he did.
Yeah.
And I can't tell you how many times I've just, you know, geared my car across Algonquian Parkway to get into the Food Lion if I need a special ingredient for something. How many times I have had to wait.
Mm-hmm.
The light is green, and I hear all of these sirens, and I'm thinking, well, I'm not going to go. What's going on? And then I see, like, 10 pairs of motorcycle cops.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, five black SUVs, uh-huh. all with tinted windows. And then another bunch of motorcycle cops behind him. So it should have taken 10 minutes, took a half an hour, for I had to wait for his entourage to go by. And when they changed Los Island to Trump, I called the HOA and I said, now are you going to call this Trump instead of Los Island? Because if they were, I was going to have to move.
Oh, boy.
I stayed. Anyhow, I had a skin cancer surgery. It was on the tip of my nose, and I was very bad about, you know, sun when I was, good Lord, from a teenager, and I lived in Michigan at the time. I would go down to visit my uncles in Florida in March for a couple of weeks, and all I did was sit out in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, my dermatologist was in Reston, and they did the biopsy, and they wanted to send me to a plastic surgeon because the cancer patch was on my face, and they did. He was based out of McLean, and I suspect he probably did facelifts for rich women, but he had an office in Reston a couple of days a week. And so he did the surgery, and what they did was take a patch of skin from behind my right...
Margaret, you're getting a little too into the weeds. What's the sunscreen?
Okay, all right,
what's the sunscreen that you wanted to recommend to everybody?
Yeah, the bottom line was the sunscreen I was told to use is called Elta, E-L-T-A-M-B. Okay. You can only get it online, but they have waterproof formulas just for your face, and... I use an SPF 50 on my face every day since the skin cancer.
Right.
And they have an untinted one, and it just blends right in your skin because it's a mineral sunscreen.
Mm-hmm.
But that was what they told me to use, so immediately I went out to find
it. Okay, so it's called Elta.
Elta.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm glad this worked out for you.
Thank you, Mark.
You know, sunscreen prevents skin cancer. Call screen prevents radio cancer.
That's a great follow-up zig. That's fantastic, Valdez.
A little long-winded, but
it was
she meant well.
She did.
Well.
She did.
100%.
I wasn't ready for her political commentary at the very beginning, but what are you going to do? Sometimes that happens.
She started to get a little political.
Yeah, these things happen sometimes.
All right, she still lives on Lowe's Island.
Yes, she despite her threats, did not move.
Yeah, it's not an actual island.
No, I understand that. Yeah. They should just call it Sterling, Virginia.
But Trump, he loves to play out there. Obviously, it's his course, and it's only 30 minutes away.
Right, it's in his backyard.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Seems dicey about it.
All right,
let's get
into... If you're hesitant, then we won't talk about it.
Let's get into the Junkie Sports page. A lot went down last night in the world of sports, and of course, it's sponsored.
Of course it's sponsored by my good friends over at Malloy Chevrolet. They're a brand new... Malloy Chevrolet over there in Alexandria. It's the all-new Malloy Chevrolet of Alexandria, where huge spring incentives mean lower prices on your favorite models. So head on over there, ask for my buddy Josh. All right, Josh Cochran is the GM. Tell him I sent you in, and make it Malloy, Malloy.com. Good people over there. I guess we should start with Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the NBA last night, because... this was a crazy game. I watched a little bit of the first half, but I was just too tired, so I couldn't stay up and watch the entire thing, like JP probably did.
Well, Locke, he said he got 4 hours of sleep. Yeah. So,
but this apparently was an unbelievable finish. The final score, 138-135. All right, so hope you had the over. Went to overtime. The Knicks had a huge lead late with about, I don't know, roughly 2.5-3 minutes left. They were up 14.
Yeah.
They were up 9 with under a minute left, I believe.
Yeah, so I'm looking
51
at
51 seconds left.
I'm looking at the game probability when there was 58 seconds left.
99.9%.
They had a 98.8% when they're up 121-112 after Jalen Brunson makes a layup.
Okay.
But Indiana couldn't miss a three-pointer at the end.
That's incredible.
This is an amazing stat.
They couldn't miss a three-pointer at the end. Not a lot of people know who Aaron Nesmith is. Oh, yeah. He played college ball at Vanderbilt. Mm-hmm. He's been in the league for 4 or 5 years.
He was a first-round pick, I believe.
Yeah, he was middle of the first-round pick.
Yep.
But he's an under-the-radar type player, mm-hmm. which really all of the Pacers are outside of Halliburton.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. In fact, I looked it up last night. They don't have a guy who even averaged 20 points this season.
Which is,
I think Pascal Siakam was their leading scorer right around 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Very balanced. Halliburton's like a 17-point yeah. type of guy.
And they got Miles Turner. He was probably up there in but high teens.
They did miss a three, and the Knicks did him a favor, too, in regulation. Karl Anthony Towns missed a free throw, and I believe it was Mikal Bridges or maybe it was Ananobi who missed a free throw.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looked like Halliburton won the game in regulation.
Yeah.
They get the ball. They're down two. I think it was Ananobi. So he misses one of his two free throws. Pacers just down two. Dribbles the ball down the court. Penetrates the lane. Looks like he maybe has a layup. And then he just pulls it directly back and then shoots almost like a turnaround three-pointer.
Yeah.
Hits the back of the rim. Bounces up about 20 feet, it seemed. It's the highest bounce I've ever seen on a shot.
Highest bounce ever.
I know.
And then it drops in.
Straight up.
Yeah.
And he thought they won the game. And if you're watching on TV, you thought they won the game. He does the famous Reggie Miller choke sign.
Mm-hmm.
He's yep. got that prepped because Reggie's calling the game he's in New York.
And he thought the game was over.
Yes. Yeah. And then they go to the replay and his foot was on the line. But they end up winning in overtime. So huge win for them. And this is the thing. I was just watching during the break a replay of the Inside the NBA guys. It's going to be every other day here. Mm-hmm. So there's very limited rest. The Pacers run 10, 11 guys
yeah.
in a game. They're very high tempo. The Knicks really only play 7 guys.
They obviously must have looked a little tired late.
To win that first game is huge for the Pacers.
The Pacers tweeted this out last night. This is an amazing stat. Since the 96 and 97 season, teams that have trailed by 7 or more in the final 50 seconds of the fourth quarter or overtime in the playoffs, their record is 4 wins, 1,702 losses.
Incredible.
And even more incredible, the Pacers have 3 of those wins, and they all have happened this year.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
That is insane.
I mean, you kind of think it might just be their year.
I don't have a regard for Halliburton. Like, I don't like him. I don't dislike him. He was named by the players the most overrated player in the NBA.
That's crazy.
He's kind of sticking it to everybody because he's had a couple of game winners.
Yep.
And he led the team with 31 points last night.
So why did he have to step back and take a three when
he didn't have to.
They were down two.
I think he just decided, I'm going for the win.
That's nuts. And that ball went straight up in the air, like you said, about 20 feet. And then drops in.
I know that Drab wanted to say that the nation isn't behind the Knicks yesterday. I'm sorry. The NBA, I think, is terrified of a potential OKC-Indiana final.
They certainly are.
Of course.
Game one.
Because of ratings, 1,000% they are.
Game one of the NBA's Western Conference Finals, which was between the Timberwolves and OKC, and they were trying to build up Shea versus Ant-Man, had a significant drop in numbers from last year's game one of the Western Conference Finals.
Mm.
It was down 24%. So imagine if OKC gets through. Nobody wanted to watch OKC against Minnesota. Nobody yeah. cared to watch two of the best guards in the game who are battling to be the face of the league in Ant-Man and Shea.
Yeah.
Imagine if they break through and they face Indiana.
No, it's not going to be great.
I mean, you'll be one of the few people in the country watching it. But at least when you have the Thunder, you've got the MVP because Shea wins the MVP and beats out Joker. Joker probably should have won 4 consecutive MVPs. He won 3 of the last 4 because they threw Embiid a bone and gave him one a couple years ago. But anyway, so I would think that some people want to watch the MVP, but they definitely don't want to watch the Pacers.
Well, Shea's getting a lot of backlash right now for foul baiting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I read that.
Especially if you go on social media, you see all these times when he's flopping all over the place and barely getting touched.
Yeah.
It might be worse than the whole three-point movement.
Oh, really?
I actually think it might be harder to watch. It's not fun to watch.
Guys just taking a dive, trying to get to the free throw line.
It's
Well, the official's got to be on that.
Well, it's hard. It's hard when it's so bang bang like that, and if the official may not have a direct line of sight.
Yeah.
It's just hard. And SGA is not the only one that does it too.
Oh no, my guy Luka does it all the time.
Luka does it.
James Harden does it.
Yeah, Harden was the originator of it. I think Brunson does it.
Yeah, a lot of the stars will do it because they're probably going to get the favorism. But you know what? That's just an unbelievable comeback. And the Knicks can't blow. Can't blow a 9-point lead with 50 seconds
left. Yeah, 52 and a half seconds left. The score was 121-112. Knicks.
Yeah.
If you looked at like the ESPN like win probability, it's probably 98.5%.
That's what it was.
If not higher.
It was almost 99%.
But again, credit the Pacers because they just were hitting every three-pointer. And it was mostly Aaron Nesmith. I mean, he was 8-for-9 in the game. Finished with 30 points. Halliburton finishes with 31-11. So up one zippy. Like I said, Western Conference Finals down 24% in viewers. I think the Knicks series will do well in the ratings. But if the Pacers break through and they play OKC, good luck.
I mean, the Pacers starting five went 15-for-30 from threes.
I mean, that's pretty solid.
15-for-30. And a lot of those were late, clearly, because they were down so much. But
are you pulling for Thomas Bryant to win a ring, Cakes?
Of course, that's my guy.
Former Wizard.
You know I love him. You know I love all former Wizards players.
Hey, pour one out for Jim Irsay. Jim Irsay, who was the Colts owner, took over in 1997. He was 37 at the time, passed away, 65 years old. And his family said that he passed away peacefully in his sleep. I didn't see a cause. I'm guessing it was cancer.
Only 65 years old.
Yep.
But didn't he also have a lot of drug and alcohol battles?
He did.
I think he lived a hard life. So he tweeted good luck to the Pacers.
Was he at the NFL owners meetings?
I don't know.
Was he present?
I think his daughters were there.
I doubt he was.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, 65.
But he checked in the rehab, like you talked about. He checked in the rehab in 2014 after the arrest. He was driving under the influence and possession charges. And he was one of 15 times in his life that he had been to rehab. 15 times.
No, I did not realize his rehab trips had been that extensive.
Yep.
So clearly something he had been battling throughout his life.
Correct. So poor one out for him. We're not going to get into the tush push story now, but it was a big issue at the meetings in Minnesota.
Yeah,
kind of a surprise.
We'll discuss it with Ross Tucker in depth. He'll be on the show at 7:20.
Absolutely, but we want to mm-hmm. talk about what happened at the meetings mm-hmm. when Jeffrey Lurie, the owner of the Eagles, got up there and started talking about the tush push. So we have to get into that because it got very heated, apparently, specifically with Lurie and Troy Vincent. And we'll talk about why that got heated. But
it is a surprise because when we were doing the show yesterday, the word was that proposal was going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
EB even mentioned Dana Rossini saying that it was going to pass.
Rossini's taking a big L right now.
Because I don't think she was the only one. There were several people that said it was expected to pass.
But I think she was the biggest voice, or maybe the first voice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I know it was kind of shocking, to be honest with you.
Yeah. But what
I saw the Eagles tweeted, or maybe it was on Instagram, a two-word message. You know what the two words were, Cakes?
I saw it, and I've already forgotten.
I believe they were push on.
Mm-hmm. That's right. With and a picture of Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, but also had a picture of Green Bay, like them doing it against Green Bay.
Yeah.
They also, the Eagles also posted on YouTube a 26-minute compilation of all of their tush pushes last year.
Well, I just hope the teams that dissented and voted to keep the tush push get it pushed down their throats every time they face the Eagles. Every single time.
I think some of them were the
But you were for them. You wanted the play banned.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not wrong. I want it shoved in the face of everybody who supported the tush push.
Yes.
I think some of the...
Maybe I misspoke.
I think
it's early in the morning.
Yeah.
Some of the 10 Brain's teams are, I believe, the Titans, the Ravens, the Patriots... I forget the list of the other teams that voted for.
Right.
But yeah. you realize what's going to happen, right? Is that Eagles fans are just going to be so emboldened every time that there's a tush push because they think the entire NFL is going to be against them. It's going to be kind of unbearable.
Yeah, well, yes.
But clearly the entire league is not against them.
Not enough to get it overturned.
But apparently Jason Kelce, and I don't know how Jason Kelce was able to speak in front of all the owners and executives, but apparently if you read the story, he's one of the guys who kind of pushed it through.
He was there at the meetings in Minneapolis.
Yes, he was. But we'll get into that, and we'll get into the back and forth between Lori and Troy Vincent, who, of course, works for the NFL, and some of the other owners. But it's a very interesting story.
All right, coming up later on the show, as we mentioned, Ross Tucker is going to join us at 7:20. We'll get deeper into the tush push with him. Mark Ein, minority owner of the Commanders. He also helps run the 2025 Mubadala City DC Open tennis event. He'll be on the show at 8 to talk about that event coming up in July. We're the Junks. We'll be right back.
Okay. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
If you didn't know, the Junkies text line is brought to you by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955. Serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads, Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. You can text us at 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Mike Marr and I both wearing our Lido Pizza hoodies.
Team Lido.
We're brothers in pizza arms today.
Hey, Lido Pizza is one of my greatest sports accomplishments. Remember that wiffle ball tournament we played in 30 years ago that was close to your house?
I do, yeah. It was
we won.
Long time ago, yeah.
We had our boy Mike Frazier. He was like our pitcher for the first couple of games. He played college baseball,
yeah.
So it made sense.
We had a
ringer. He was throwing gas, and we're winning. But then he blew out his arm, and then Frazier and I used to play.
Blew out his arm playing. Throwing a wiffle ball or blew it out?
Yeah, because if you're throwing full speed, it can hurt your arm because it's so light. Yeah. You're really not meant to throw basically throwing air.
Yeah.
If you're throwing full speed.
A little weak.
But back when I was in law school, I lived with Mike. He was studying for his PhD in counseling at Temple, and we lived together for 3 years. And we used to actually play one-on-one wiffle ball, and he used to kick my ass because he used to throw this pitch that would basically start behind my head, and we would set up like this little plastic chair, and if the ball hit the plastic chair and you didn't swing, strike.
Yeah.
Or if you swing and miss, obviously strike.
Mm-hmm.
So he kind of perfected this pitch that would be like coming right for your head, and then right at the end it would – and so he blows out his arm after pitching a couple of games, and he goes, hey – we're going to need you to pitch. Cakes actually played on the team. I think Jim McClure played on that team.
That's a long time ago.
Long time. My cousin Eduardo. I think we had like five or six guys, right? So then he says, all right, here's how you do it. Like after all these years, he tells me exactly where to put my fingers, exactly how to do the ball, and then all of a sudden had it. I threw a perfect game against Lido Pizza.
Against Lido.
Silly.
Not perfect many good game. Hitters.
And then we ended up winning the tournament, and they never invited us back.
Mm, that's true. It's a true story.
Because they had a nice setup with like a keg, and there were 10 teams, and they had a fancy field that was like their fake Fenway. And
I think I drove by that field. Like, I think it might still be there.
They
like,
probably are still doing the tournament, and we just never got invited back.
I think like 2 weeks ago, I caught out of the corner of my eye. So like somebody had like a real like miniature baseball field set up. Like in their side yard.
I feel like it was by a bunch of like electric towers.
Right. Yeah, yeah. It's a good memory.
Long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
But anyway, Lido Pizza square because they don't cut corners.
Love us some Lido Pizza, no doubt about it.
Hey, we're going to have Mark Eind on, Commander's owner, to talk about the tennis tournament, but you didn't really mention that we're going to have Kevin on to talk about Mission Impossible. I got to tell you, I'm getting kind of geeked up. I don't know if I'm going to see it this weekend. Probably will. Yesterday,
How many Mission Impossibles are there? Four or five?
I think this is eight.
Eight? Oh, my God.
Yes.
I mean,
I'm losing track of life.
When they print money like they do, you're going to make eight of them.
Yeah. Like, I just didn't realize there were eight. I
didn't remember really the last one, and it showed up in my queue, and I was like, well, all right, let me watch a little of this to get me geeked up for this. So I was watching a little of, I guess, MI7.
Yeah, this is going to be the eighth film in the series.
And does it come out tonight or tomorrow?
It comes out today. I think it came out yesterday, right?
Oh, did it?
Because of the long weekend, the long Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I think it was released. What's today's date?
Today's the 22nd, maybe? Yeah,
I think 22nd. It's already out, but don't quote me on that.
And I saw Cruz was on Fallon on the Tonight Show, and he was saying that stunt, which we've seen some of the clips where he's on the airplane dangling.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying he couldn't breathe.
It makes sense. You're up there with the oxygen thinner. You're twirling around on the wing of a old ass airplane. That tracks. That makes sense.
I mean, he's nuts for doing those stunts.
By the way, the budget.
It looks great, but he's stupid and crazy.
The budget for the eight movies combined is, here's why they keep making them, is $1.5 billion.
Mm-hmm.
Its box office is $4.1 billion.
It comes out tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow. I thought it was an early release because of the holiday weekend. But
Kevin's
going
to join us at 9. He'll give us a skinny. He interviewed Tom Cruise on the red carpet.
Mm. Borderline insulted him, but we'll get to the bottom of that with Kevin. He'll be on at 9. So some other big NFL news that came out yesterday, and it definitely impacts the Commanders, was Hard Knocks, the teams that are going to be involved in Hard Knocks. That news was released yesterday. So the training camp version is going to feature the Buffalo Bills. Now that premieres August 5th.
So you see Josh Allen.
Yes.
And his wife
or fiance, Haley Steinfeld?
I'm going to say that they're engaged, not married yet. I don't think they're married at this point.
Who is the Steinfeld that we had on the show that was associated with pornography?
Oh, no, that's not a Steinfeld. You're thinking of Evan Seinfeld, who is the lead singer of Biohazard, who was at one point married to adult actress Tara Patrick.
There you go.
There. I mean, it's a weird thing, but I just remember those.
Like, okay, so I was close. I mean, it's not Steinfeld, it was Seinfeld.
JP remembers pitching a perfect game 30 years ago in a goofy wiffle ball game.
And you remember that.
I don't have many great athletic achievements.
Nor do I.
It's up there.
So the Bills are featured in the training camp edition of Hard Knocks. Yep. And then also, they told us who's featured in the in-season Hard Knocks. It's in season with the NFC East.
Because last year was the AFC North, I believe.
Correct. So you're going to get unfettered access to the Cowboys, Giants, Eagles, and Commanders, and that's coming this December.
So that's must watch.
I'm generally out on the in-season Hard Knocks, but I'm going to have to be in because it's going to have great Commanders access.
Now, they started the in-season just focusing on one team. I believe the Cardinals was the first team.
I think you're right.
For the in-season.
Yeah.
And then they switched it to the actual divisions.
My thing with the in-season is it's almost just like highlight packages.
Right.
There's not that much like inside of what's going on. It's a lot of, it's cool, like different angles of the game, sideline stuff. I don't think there's that much intrigue.
Well, when they focused on the one team, you got a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Right.
Coaches meetings, especially with the quarterback meetings. Now with the divisions, I could see why you'd say that.
But I think they made a great choice with the NFC East because just think about the subplots and the storylines. You have the defending champion Eagles, and you'll have the whole tush-push controversy. So that's great for them. The Giants are going to have all of the drama about will Daboll and Shane be able to keep their jobs by bringing in Russell Wilson and drafting Jackson Dart and adding to the defense.
But in December, won't it cover what's happening in December? If I recall, the in-season stuff, it's just a few days behind.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say the episode comes out on Wednesday. It'll cover the game on Sunday and maybe some build up into the next game.
Yeah.
So it is good timing in that the Commanders play the Eagles twice towards the end of the season.
Yes.
So they play them in week 16 and 18?
16 and 18, yeah.
So you're going to get that build up. Mm-hmm. Now, 18 might be in January, but if it's in December, I think it's going to cover like the late season. Like you're going to pick up on, hey, the Commanders are 9-5 and the Cowboys are surprising people and they're 8-6 or whatever.
It'll be interesting. Jason, I want to say they came out on a Tuesday.
Did Jason miss the first round of SCAD predictions for the Commanders?
I did. I don't know where you guys landed on that, but who had the best record?
I have them 13-4.
Good Lord.
that's a lot. But I also had them, I think, 10 or 11 wins last year, and they had 12.
They did. I'd have to go through it and look and give you my prediction. But, yes, I did miss that. I'm guessing Bickle and Cakes had them with their best records. I'm guessing JP probably had them a couple wins short of that. Who knows about Matt and Matt?
JP had 11-6, EB 12-5, Cakes 13-4.
Okay.
Pretty bullish. Bullish predictions.
I'll have to go through it. I'll give you mine.
Yeah.
800-636-1067
wins.
Are you pumped for the in-season Hard Knocks covering the NFC East?
I think you
I like it. I don't love it because
extra coverage.
I've seen it. And it's a little underwhelming, in my opinion.
Right.
It also gives credence to EB's sexiest team in the NFL theory.
Although you could make an argument that it's the Eagles. That's what our pal John Kincaid was trying to say via text.
Winning Super Bowls is pretty sexy, last time I checked.
Yeah.
It's hard to dispute that.
I think Washington's certainly up there. I'd still put the Eagles above them slightly.
Yeah.
Because
more stars.
And Saquon. Because Saquon is sexy. I love Saquon.
As you wear your Penn State.
Yeah, big Penn State guy.
Jacket.
No, I'm not a Penn State guy. I was for 4 years.
Yeah, when,
not
when
anymore.
Trace McSorley was there.
Yeah.
Big Penn State guy.
But Trace and Saquon are really good friends. Saquon was at his wedding, so I got to meet Saquon a couple marches ago. Cool dude. But yeah, it's interesting with the schedule. and I'm sure you guys already talked about, but the Commanders' last four games, final four games, are all division games.
Yeah.
So that division's coming down to the last month.
It's going
to
be fun. It's going to be a last fun month of the season for the Commanders and the rest of the teams in the NFC East. You can call us at 800-636-1067. Are you excited about the news that the Commanders, along with the rest of the NFC East, will be featured in HBO's Hard Knocks that premieres in December? 800-636-1067 is the number. And don't forget, we'll talk to Ross Tucker more about the tush push staying in the NFL in 2025. We'll talk to him at 7:20.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.